Today is a significant anniversary in sports, either a great advance or a great evasion. 30 years ago today, the American League adopted the designated hitter rule. It allows someone to go to the plate and hit for the pitcher during an entire game because pitchers are, well, whatever their gifts, notoriously weak hitters. The designated hitter started as an experiment, but after 3 decades, 5 baseball commissioners, and countless substitutions at the plate, it's still there and still fueling passionate debate, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It seemed like a simple solution. In the early 1970s, baseball's American League lagged behind the rival National League in scoring and attendance. As a way to fix that, American League owners and baseball commissioner Bowie Kuhn successfully voted in Rule 610, the designated hitter. By adding a hitter and subtracting a pitcher from the batting order, you generate more runs, more excitement, bigger crowds. Simple. The National League refused to support it. League President Chubb Feeney sniffed, "We'll continue to play by the baseball rules." Even though the plan worked and American League scoring and attendance bounced back, the rift over the designated hitter was deep. Former Commissioner Bowie Kuhn.
In baseball, you don't change anything that's major in terms of playing rules without getting earthquakes, and we got them.
Kuhn was prepared for the angry letters and the angry newspaper columns by the many guardians of baseball tradition, but most earthquakes end. This one hasn't.
I believe there ought to be a constitutional amendment outlawing AstroTurf and the designated hitter. I believe in the sweet spot.
In 1988, Hollywood reminded us to hate the designated hitter in Kevin Costner's Bull Durham soliloquy. In 1996, newspaper columnist David Broder wrote presidential candidate Bob Dole might help himself by promising, if elected, to abolish the designated hitter. But it's everyday baseball fans who have kept this controversy over the so-called DH bubbling for 3 decades. On one side, those who like the designated hitter, who want more hitting and believe pitchers belong on the mound. And on the other side, those who believe the designated hitter compromises the purity of the game and takes away from baseball's intricate strategy. Rule 610, the critics say, may as well have been called Rule 666.
The problem with the DH is that it's evil.
For the past several years, Matt Newman, a baseball fan from Oregon, has sparred on the internet with a fan from Washington State named Andrew Pittenger. The two agreed to talk for the first time and debate the designated hitter on the radio. Andrew, who supports the DH, fired first.
Well, Matt likes his boring baseball. If he likes watching incompetent hitters at the plate, that's his choice. He has the National League. And when you have a pitcher hitting against a pitcher, that is usually an instant out, and there's nothing fun about that.
Baseball is one of the few sports where everybody has to do a certain number of tasks, that everybody plays defense, everybody plays offense, except in the softball league called the American League.
That's not true. Hitting and defense is a non-factor when it comes to pitchers. The pitching position is that much different than every other position on the field.
Imagine if we applied this rule to life in general, and we would say to people, I'm sorry, Andrew, you're a great breadwinner, but you're not a good romancer, so we've hired a designated dater to take your wife out to dinner tonight.
All right, there's obviously no resolving this, although the debate does seem to end on the baseball field. Managers and players understand it's part of the game, and a tougher job than one might think. The first DH, back in 1973, New York Yankee Ron Bloomberg, remembers being unsettled with his new role of just hitting and not going back out onto the field to play defense.
Elston Howard, who was our first base coach, and Dick Houser, who was our third base coach, and Yogi was a bench coach. I asked him, what do I do? And they told me, just go up there and hit, and after you hit, go sit down, and hopefully you get a couple of base hits and drive in some runs and do your thing.
Bloomberg, who is Jewish, says he was actually well-groomed for the position. He was, he jokes, a DH all his life, a designated Hebrew. And as a designated hitter, he discovered one of the advantages of his limited role. Borrowing from baseball jargon, call it the hit and nosh.
After you hit, you go in the clubhouse, and, you know, the good part about it is, if you're hungry, you can eat.
Now here's Harold Baines, a designated hitter who's been on a tear.
Over the past 30 years, the designated hitter position has helped extend careers for players like Harold Baines, Paul Molitor, and Dave Winfield. DH haters contend the position has become a sort of junkyard for broken-down stars who simply pad their statistics and command huge salaries. Despite the incessant debates, most inside the game say the designated hitter is here to stay, and that's fine with Ron Bloomberg, whose uniform and bat are in the Hall of Fame because of his role in DH history.
In another 30 years, it'd be 60 years. You know, they might even have a monument. You know, who knows that? You know, but they can never take it away from me.
If there is a monument, though, it better be heavily guarded. Tom Goldman, NPR News.